Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.
Now, it's a bit of an unusual one for first dates this week because I only have one guest here. Amia had her date eating out of her hand at the table on the show last night, and she's sitting here in front of me to tell all. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. I was dying to talk to you because I think you're deadly. You are. It's great to see that kind of confidence in a woman, especially on a date, because as we were talking off air, I mean, on the show, you come across as very, very confident. But as we were saying, off air, you know, life can chip away at that confidence and we're constantly trying to build it up.
Yes.
And, you know, it can be a struggle sometimes. But first off, did you enjoy your date?
Oh, of course. I love the whole experience, you know. When I was shooting about it, when I was interviewing about it, I told them, it's not about the guy I'm going to meet. It's all about me. It's about my dress. It's about my hair. It's about how I'm going to talk, how I'm going to talk the walk. So it was never about the boy, honestly. I knew I went to the show to find my perfect man. But it was also about me putting out there, you know. It was something which I would never have done, like, in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. But I felt like, why not?
You know? Why not? Who did you watch it with?
Oh, I watched with, okay, it was a huge viewing party. I had my girls, I had my colleagues. So we all watched it together because I wanted my support system, my cheerleaders to be there. So it was fun to watch with them.
I'd say it was great crack. Now, Dave, your date seemed totally intimidated by your intellect and your confidence. And you didn't seem surprised. Have a listen to this, guys.
You're way smarter than me.
I'm Asian. I'm obviously way smarter than you.
But super humble at the same time. That's the name.
I know my worth.
Yes, I am extremely smart and smarter than you. Does that happen a lot that lads are a bit intimidated by your confidence?
I feel like women who know their worth, who know what they want in their life, what they want in their partner, can be very intimidating for men.
Yeah.
Because I feel like some men want me to fill in some kind of a mold, which I am not capable of fitting in their mold, and they want me to change myself to fit into their criteria, but I'm not going to do that. I know what I want. If that's intimidating, that's okay. I know my worth.
So what are you looking for?
I'm looking for someone who can bring exactly what I bring on the table. I bring a lot of things on the table, Jen. So I want to make sure that my man also bring the loyalty, the trust, the bond, the respect, which I will give to my partner.
You were very honest when you were asked on the show. I loved it. You were very specific as well. I have another clip. Let's have a listen to this.
I've realized it's okay to be lonely and alone rather than being with the wrong person.
What type of person are you looking to meet?
First of all, good looks. Because if it doesn't appeal to my eyes, it won't appeal to my heart. Good beard. Dimples, good ass. He should be funny, you know?
Good, yeah.
He should not be, like, boring.
No.
Ambition is very, very much important. I have 2 degrees and I'm preparing for my 3rd degree as well. So I want my partner to have that quality as well.
Absolute show-off you are. Absolute show-off and rightly so. Would you really rather be lonely than have to compromise?
Of course. Being lonely doesn't mean that I'm alone. I have all my girlfriends. I have a great support system. I have amazing family friends. And I don't feel like I have like a void in my life right now. I'm happy with my job. I'm happy where I am in my life. And if somebody doesn't add the value in my life, I'm not going to add it.
That is so good. Because it's interesting you say that because I was online last night and I saw somebody say, never go to the supermarket when you're hungry.
Yes.
Because you will make bad choices. It's like never enter into a relationship when you're lonely.
That's
because
so true.
you will make bad choices there as well. And that is so true, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's talk about you for a second. You came here from India. You put yourself through college. You were going places. Tell me about your journey and your college degrees. And you said you're going for another one as well. Go on.
I believe education is something which would always be important part of my life. I feel health and education is something which will never be snatched by anything. It won't be hurt by it. It's always better to know a lot of things. So I moved from home when I was 16. And then I moved to States. I was working as a software engineer. And then I realized I want to learn more. So I moved to Ireland. I did a digital marketing. Now I have a brilliant job. I'm working in tech sales. And now I'm thinking of doing my 3rd degree and maybe probably next year.
Wow. Busy girl. Busy, busy. You went to the States when you were 16.
So I got a job when I was 22. Yeah. So I did my undergrad in software engineering. Mm-hmm. And then I got a job in the US.
Big change for you, you know, from India to the US?
I always knew that I want to grow. I want to make sure that I know different cultures, meet different people. So I feel a person can grow when you put them in an uncomfortable situation.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to know when I was like a child that I want to go places, you know, and being in India, I could have gone places being in India as well, but I thought like, you know,
I want to travel. And it brought you to Ireland.
Yes.
Did you have a bit of a culture shock when you came to Ireland about, you know, different things in the way we do things?
Maybe drinking at 11 yeah. a.m. was a culture shock.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, even for me, it's a culture shock. I get it. Where do you think you get that confidence? Were you always a confident kid?
Is it something?
Really?
I don't know if you heard in the show that I got bullied in school. I was bullied in my college life. I was torn apart by the boys I've dated before. But I feel like you learn from all these experiences. You always have to look in the mirror and be proud of that person. You know, I have like my childhood picture in the mirror. And every time I'm looking in the mirror, I'm looking at the child. So I just talk to that child like, you know, you got this. You need to make sure that you make yourself proud. And I want to believe in myself because I'm alone here. And if I don't believe in myself, then who else would?
Do you rely heavily on your gal pals? You've mentioned them a couple of times now.
Of course, I love them. You know, even when I had, before the show, I had so much anxiety because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to look, you know. Especially you're so hard on yourself. You could be like the most confident person in the room, but when you see yourself in the camera, you'll be like, oh my God, I look fat. That angle is bad. Why my skin is like, my foundation is off, you know, but my girls were around there. It's like, you're funny, you're witty, you're charming, you know, you got this. So I feel that constant construction, that constant positive feedback is what we lacked in our childhood. You know, we lacked in when we were in my teenage years. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting it in my 20s and I love that support, you know, that you got this. Even if I feel that they're there to support me.
Amazing. You even tried stand-up comedy. This is how confident you've gotten. It says here you tried stand-up comedy. You mentioned it on the date as well. Is there anything you'd be scared to try, or are you up for anything?
See, I am up for anything, but not waking up at 5 a.m. for a hike. Like, I can't do that.
Okay, I hear you. Well, I do love a sunrise hike. So you're not into the getting up in the
Sunday morning, Jen. I just want to be in bed.
Well, you're working so hard, all your bloody studying and working. Listen, are men in general, because this is one thing, a clip I'm going to play now. Do you think men in Ireland are, in general, too reliant on their mammy, because you had this conversation on the show?
But he still has mommy issues.
Best of luck trying to find a man who doesn't have mommy issues.
I know. Every guy I've met has major mommy issues.
And mommies are also pure sand, black.
I love mothers. Mothers love me. But I don't want a dude who calls his mom at 2 a.m. just to check how to make rice.
Yeah, it can be an issue. And do you know what? I don't think it's an Irish thing. I think it's a worldwide problem we have.
I think you're right. I think most of the men I've met from different cultures, different nationalities, they have this issue.
Do you have the mammy issue? Calling the mammy for all kinds of
advice. I mean, it's okay to love your mom. Even I love my mom. But I have my own personality. I would listen to her advice. I would obviously listen to her, but I might just not follow her.
Yes.
You know?
I get you. Come here, do you think you'll stay in Ireland or will you want to move elsewhere? What do you think?
I think Ireland has welcomed me with their open arms. So I'm going to stay here for a little
bit. Oh, good. And listen, shout out to all your work colleagues if you're listening. I know they're very supportive of you and your boss and all your gal pals and everybody. Ireland has definitely welcomed you for the simple reason you're deadly. You're absolutely amazing. It's great to see you being so confident and, you know, you're an inspiration, I think, hopefully to a lot of women. And we should back ourselves more, shouldn't
yes.
we? Absolutely. Amaya, thank you so much for coming in today. First Dates is back next Thursday at 9:30 p.m. on RT2. So don't miss it. It's going to be a really special episode. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.